Blog Talk Radio.
It is so good to be back in the presence of the Lord and to be with each and every one of you throughout the country and the land, wherever we are. We ask for prayer, dear Father, tonight for each and every one of our sisters and brothers and wherever they may be listening to us from. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, for us being able to come together again. So hello out there in Blog Talk Radio land, and God bless each and every one of you. And I pray that you've been doing your self-examinations where you're just checking yourself out today just to see where you, how were you doing? How did you line up with the word that you studied on last night? How did you line up with the word that you may have studied for today? Are we making sure that we are paying attention to what we're preaching? Are we living the life that we're preaching? Well, I sure enough hope so. I hope that everyone out there is making sure that you are trying to be the best you that you can be. Because guess what? God has been the best God that we all could ever see. You know, we don't deserve his goodness. It is nothing good enough. We cannot live good enough to deserve any of his kindness, any of his sweetness, any of his joy. Can I get a testimony out there? Any of his just taking out the time to forgive us over and over again. And then not only does he forgive us, but he gave us his word. That's the most beautiful thing. He gave us his word so that we not only can move forward, we don't have to be stuck in any of the things that is bringing us down. So I just say thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. That's enough for us to get excited about tonight. Well, we're going to move forward tonight. I am your host, Minister Vaughn Dillon, and we're coming live right now from San Antonio, Texas. I'm going to open up the chat rooms for you in a few minutes, so make sure that you go in the chat rooms, and I can speak to you, chat back with you. I'm pretty multi-talented, and we have guests on tonight. So the call-in number is 646-652-4916. Again, the chat rooms will be opening up just momentarily here, so feel free to get in touch with me. I wanted to touch base on a couple of things that the emails that I've got, and I really enjoy responding to your email questions and just some of the praise reports that you give to set my soul on fire. So God bless you, each and every one of you, all around the world, wherever you may be. God bless you, and I want you to know that you're never bothering me. I still get some people who say, you know, I'm sorry to bother you, Minister Vaughn, but, you know, your praise reports, your prayer requests, that's what we're here for, my sisters and brothers. That's what we're here for. And we're going to pray until something happens. We're going to keep on pushing that situation, you know? So I believe in making sure that we get prayer people all around the world. If you're in Minnesota, my sister, and your prayer request, you know, I gather people all around you, and we try to pray for you three times a day at least. So you keep on sending in your praise reports and your prayer requests. And just wanting to just touch base, too, on one of the brothers there in Florida. God bless you. I understand what the pain is of going through loss. You know, this is not a home, and we can adjust ourselves to it, but it's still hard when we go through a loss and we lose someone, and especially for the loss of a child, because we as parents, we never want to be, you know, we don't look at that situation as we would have to bury our child. We want it to be the other way around, and when life happens as it does, you know, we do. We need each other to hold each other up and lift each other up during those times. And so I want you to know, if there's anything here at my ministry can do to assist you, to help you anyway, just let us know. God bless you, and may he lift up your heart and give you comfort in every way that only he can. He's a loving God, and he hasn't forgot you. And I thank you for your strong words of encouragement for other parents who have been there, you know. So God bless you, and just know that we're always here and we are available for you. Amen? Amen. Well, quickly before we go in and open up the lines and let our guests do a little speaking here tonight, you're going to be totally blessed tonight by the word of God that has been placed in their heart and how they share it with you. Let me just go with the scripture real quickly. I'll do a prayer, and then I will introduce the guest. Okay? Amen. Amen. So we're going to be reading in the New Testament today, and so we're going to be coming out of the book of Luke and for our scripture today. And the book of Luke, we're going to start at chapter 12, verse, let's do 35 through 40 for the sake of time, and I'll try to make sure that I keep it short, okay? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It says, be dressed ready for service, and keep your lamps burning, like men waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. It says, I tell you the truth, he will dress himself to serve and will have them recline at the table and will come and wait on them. Verse 38 says, it will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the second or third watch of the night. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not let his house be broken into. Verse 40 says, you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Son of Man is coming, and we must be ye also ready. We got to be dressed. We got to be ready, even in the midnight hours. Even though we think no one is watching us, we got to be walking the walk that we're talking about. We got to be loving this Bible that we're reading. Amen? We know not when it's coming, but we know that he's coming. And everything that we say, we're going to be held accountable for. Anything that we do wrong in the presence of those that are lost right now, we're going to have to be held accountable for. So don't let him catch you with your work undone. Don't let him catch you with your work undone. One more thing, sisters and brothers, that's why we emphasize so much in every program, to do a self-examination of yourself daily. How did I do today? Did I fail in an area of self? Let me just not knock myself down about it. Let me not just beat myself up about it. But at least I know where my area I need to be strengthened in. I can ask God to help me, and I can receive that help that he's extending to me. Amen? Every day we should strive and work harder to do something more powerful than we did today. But we can't do that if we don't set goals for ourselves daily. We can't do that if we lie to ourselves daily about what our weaknesses is. Amen? Amen. Shall we bow our heads before the presence of the Lord? We come to you today, dear Father, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Dear Father, and we just thank you, Jesus, for just being you. I thank you for loving us enough to die for us. I thank you for loving us enough to forgive us for our sins and for bringing us back together, giving us an opportunity to reach out and want to be with you again. I thank you for going ahead and preparing a place for us. But this is not our home, but we can come eternity and rest inside of you. I thank you, dear Father, for all that you're saying and doing, what you have done and what you're going to do. And may I decrease right now, and I invite you, dear Father, to come and just stand in the midst of this ministry. Dear Father, reach out to your people all around the world. Speak your mighty word through these speakers tonight. In the powerful name of Jesus, we say amen, amen, and amen. Amen, sisters and brothers. God bless you. All right, I see you there in the chat room. God bless you, each and every one of you. I thank you so much for just being obedient and signing in every night in the chat room. I just love you. God bless you. No, I love you. Okay. God bless you. All right, so Dina, are we there?
Yes.
Hello, how are you doing tonight?
Great. Blessed.
Awesome, awesome. Well, it's awesome to have you back on the show, and I definitely want to introduce your husband. Henry, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, hello. Hallelujah. Well, so glad to have you on tonight.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So we're going to just let you all just kind of touch base tonight. We're going to touch base just on the 23rd Psalm. You know, the 23rd Psalm says, so much power in such a small little verse, right? So we're going to just start on that, and I think we'll just start at the top and just kind of jump in wherever you want to. And the first verse just tells us that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the quiet waters, and he restores my soul. Now, let's go ahead and talk about that for a little bit. You know, it's something to important to know about the Lord being our shepherd. What does that mean to either one of you? How is he shepherding us today as our Lord?
Can I go first?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me just say that in 2004 to 2005, my oldest son, went to Iraq. His first mission. Well, before he left, this was the word that the Lord gave me to speak into his life before he left to Iraq. And so I'd like to kind of talk a little bit about that.
Yes, sir.
Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And then it says he makes me lie down in green pastures, and he leadeth me by the still water. That tells me that he is my rock, and he is my when your foundation is the rock, your shepherd, and it means I shall not be moved. When he tells me to lie down in green pastures, I have the rest and the peace and the assurance that he's protecting my son when he was in Iraq.
Awesome, awesome. And, you know, that's really something to how many parents are you know, laying up and even spouses that are so worried because they said they believe that he's our shepherd as long as their kids is right here in their sight, that they can see them. But when you really are living the word that the Lord is my shepherd, you really get an opportunity to live it when your son or your daughter is over in a foreign country fighting in a war, when you can still be at peace knowing that what? The Lord is my shepherd. And there is no, you're right. Say that only here in San Antonio or only in New York, but he said anywhere at all times, the Lord is my shepherd. So I shall not be in want. Hallelujah. I should not be in want of peace. I shouldn't give up my joy because I can't control the situation because I have a Father who can. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it going.
Amen. And then it says in verse 3, it says, and he restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. So right there, he's telling me that the covering for my son when he was at war, the Lord gave us the assurance that he had the blanket of salvation over him. You know, there are a lot of times this psalm is preached in funerals, but this is also for the living too, because we walk daily in the valley of the shadow of death.
Amen.
Daily we're walking, and verse 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. The word rod, the rod is the word of God, and the staff is the spirit of God.
Amen, amen, amen.
So if I got the word of God, and I got the spirit of God with me, why would I be afraid of a shadow? You know, there's a shadow always follows behind you. A shadow can never really overtake you. And it's just a shadow. You know, you may go to the doctor, and the doctor may give you bad news, but it doesn't. It is according to our mind. We got to remember, I got the Word of God in me. You know, I have the Spirit of God in me. So just because it looks bad doesn't mean that it's going to turn out to be bad, because that shadow really cannot affect me. But how many times do we tend to give up? We tend to give in and give over to those shadows. And God may be telling us, hey, you're not dying. That's just a shadow. You know? Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. You got to remember that. Amen. All right, brother. Dina, y'all can jump in. It's
well,
your
I think,
hour.
I think
I'm going
to
try to stay
I think
quiet.
Dina wants to. Okay. Okay. I'll keep going. And then it says, "For thou prepared the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over." That tells me that he's the giver. He's always providing. He's always keeping us. He sustains us no matter where we're going through or what we're going through. He's our provision, and he gives. And there's actually he's telling us that there's no enemy that can overcome you, not even death.
How did we see that happening around us today? You know, people worry about what's going on in the government, or they worry about if a job, you know, if I lost my job, you know, how does that, the words you just said, can you tell the people how they're dealing with that every day in everyday real life?
Okay, I have a story that says something about this, and the story goes that this man, he lost his wife, and he had three little children. They were small children, and he didn't know how to explain what had happened to their mom.
Mm-hmm.
He and this was during the funeral, and they were preparing, you know, the funeral and everything, and the man was just overwhelmed, and he really couldn't explain to the children what had happened until the day of the burial. When they were going to the burial, they were at a red light, and they were on the side of the on the access road of the freeway, and a big tractor trailer passed by them. And right there, the man, actually the Lord spoke to the man and said, "This is your opportunity to tell your daughter what happened." So as the truck passed by, they saw the shadow on the side of the freeway, the hill there on the freeway. And the man told the little girl, he says, "You know what?" He goes, how would you rather, you know, die?" He goes, "For the truck to hit you or for the shadow to hit you?" And the little girl said, "Dad, that's silly." He goes, "The shadow cannot hurt you." And so the man told his daughter, "That's exactly what happened to Mom. 2,000 years ago, Christ took the hit of the truck. Your mom took the hit of the shadow, which did not hurt her."
Oh.
Amen.
Oh. Amen. 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 Wow. Wonderfully put. Awesome. Awesome. Mm. Keep going, brother.
Okay. So that's, then we go to the last verse, which is verse 6. "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Eternal life. I have been with my salvation, my provision, my rock. I have everything that I need with God, even through a loss of a loved one, or even when my son was in Iraq. It doesn't matter what we go through, we have to depend on the shepherd. And goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life in the house of God.
Oh.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Isn't that something to be excited about? To know that, you know, regardless of where I am and what I may, the struggles I may go through, and I'm going to go through trials, I'm going to go through tribulations. It's not if I go through, but I am, as long as I'm on this side. But Oh, surely, my goodness and mercy, they will be with me. They follow me all the days of my life here. Every day of my life, I have the opportunity to choose to know that I'm not by myself. You know,
right.
And just like people choose to be angry, people choose to just go into a deep depression. And I know things happen that will drop you there. Or
mm-hmm.
I can choose that, you know what, even though I don't understand it, I'm going to turn it over to God. I'm going to choose to still do something else. You know, you said something else, too. You said, right in the presence of mine enemies, in the presence
right.
of mine enemies, will he prepare this table before me. You know, the prophet had said something the other night about, some people may try to cut you down, but it's right in the presence of your enemies that God is going to prepare a table, and it's going to be that those same ones is going to be fed from what it is that he has placed inside of you. So it
mm-hmm.
is just, I just love the way God works. He's an awesome God. I just can't praise him enough.
And then he said, when he says that, there's this, it comes to mind because I had a Bible study 2 weeks ago, and
mm-hmm.
the Lord gave a word to the group, and the word of the Lord was that God has prepared the table already. The table has been prepared, but too many brothers and sisters are not eating at the table. They're eating crumbs off the floor, and as Christians, and as children of God, he wants us to eat at the table, not to be picking crumbs off the floor. And some of us feel defeated, and some of us are not understanding this very word that he says. I have prepared a table before he already has the table there. You know, we need to get this understanding that We should be at the table with the Father, with the Shepherd, because he's the giver. He's the giver. Amen?
Amen, amen. That is just a lie from the enemy that gets into the minds, and sometimes it gets into the mind so heavy that it becomes a stronghold, and you'll see generations doing the same thing. They're passing it down, just generations, and it's exactly what you said. They don't feel that they're worthy enough. They don't feel like that they can come to the table because of what they've done in their past. They can't forgive themselves,
right.
even though Jesus has forgiven them for whatever it is. So they would
mm-hmm.
prefer to, oh, just let me sit down here and just eat the crumbs that the dog would lap up instead of coming to the table.
They get to a hindrance that people, you know, they get this. The devil lies to them and hinders them
That's
from
right.
coming to the table.
Amen. Amen. Because he knows that they have a seat prepared for them to come and sit at the table that has been prepared for them. So he'll lie and keep them down. He will keep reminding them, how could you go sit at the table? You used to be a prostitute. How could you go sit at the table? You know, you're a liar. You're a thief. You did this and you did that. How can you go sit at the table, you know? And it is. It's
mm-hmm.
all. I tell everybody right now that's listening, you have a right to be seated at the presence of the Lord at the table. It's what's prepared
Amen.
For you. And if God forgives you, you now have to examine yourself and forgive yourself. It's work to be done out here while you're behind a stumbling block, and every now and then, every Sunday, you peek from around that stumbling block and, you know, you go to church or you hold your Bible or you got your cross or whatever, but you're never moving forward because you're hiding behind that stumbling block. Tonight is your night that you can be set free. You don't have to hide anymore. Tonight is your night right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I receive it.
Amen, 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 amen. Go ahead. You know, touch a little bit for me, Henry, too, just on the scripture as we went through tonight. I scripture tonight was just in Luke about being ready, being prepared at all times. You know, there's a lot of times now with all the stuff that's going on in the world, and they said, you know what, he's not coming back. You know, I've been hearing that story forever that Jesus is coming back, and people living their lives now to the point that everything is acceptable, and what used to be wrong is now considered is right. And, you know, no one seems to be getting ready. You know, the majority is just getting ready to try to now live the worldly life. But
right.
A little bit about being ready, because he's coming back.
Yes, he is. The Word of God says that the sound of the trumpet, in the twinkling of an eye, we're gonna be changed, and the dead in Christ will go, and then the ones who are alive will follow. But we have to be ready. And the scriptures that you were reading, Sister, the way that it ministers to me when I read those scriptures is that we all go to church, and we mm-hmm. all, when we're there, we all say the right things, praise God, hallelujah, and mm-hmm. amen, and we kind of blend in. You know, in church, but when it says to get ready, because we don't know when the master comes, that means just when you're away from church, how are you waiting? Are you prepared? Are you actually waiting for the master?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you here at church and then you leave church and you're somewhere else or seeing something else or talking the way, you know, doing other things instead of being ready for the Lord. So we need to be ready. We need to, when we leave church, and we need to be, living epistles, and we have to live by example so that, and we have to be doing. The Word of God says, don't be hearers only, be doers.
Amen.
So we always got to be doing things for the Lord, and that'll keep us ready and prepared. Amen.
Amen, amen. And when we're out there doing, because like I said, even if we think that we're not being watched, the world is watching the way that we live our lives. The world is watching
the way that
we respond to things. Even when we go through our obstacles and trials and tribulations, the world is watching, you know, will we feed the hungry? Will we really feed the sheep? You know?
Yes,
amen.
Ma'am.
It
absolutely.
Is. It is.
It's always... I told my group one night, I said, when the devil tempts you, he wants to bring out the worst in you. But when the Lord tests you, he wants to bring the best out of you. So when we're being tempted, it's a test. And God says, respond the right way. You know, I
Amen.
Want the best coming out of you. But Satan wants the worst to come out of us. So you're right. People are watching us to see how we respond.
And if you could just say that one more time, people all around the world, did you hear that? Say that one more time, what you just said.
Okay. When the devil tempts you, he wants to bring the worst out of you. And when...
Yeah.
And when God is testing you, he wants to bring the best out of you.
Amen.
So,
amen.
So, like you said, respond because the world is watching, and we need to be we need to respond the right way. And I praise God for the Spirit of God who quickens us. The Word of God says that
the Spirit of God
will quicken our mortal bodies. So that we can respond the right way.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the Holy Spirit. Yes, yes. It's just an awesome opportunity anytime that we get to, you know, come together and as sisters and brothers. And we know that every day is there's a lot of different things going on, and so we have to, but God will always show us favor. You know, just we can't even take it for granted that we wake up in the morning and able to dress ourselves. I have to stop and just give him praise for that and say, thank you, Jesus. Because, you know, someone was not able to do that, you know. Someone started out this morning, but they didn't weren't able to come back home today. And I just
That's
want you
right.
to take a moment and just pray for all of the ones right now that won't even stop to give God thanksgivings for his love and for his blessing, for his protection all over the world. Somebody may be hiding again behind that optical. I just feel like someone listening that just wants to come from behind that optical, but they're afraid that the world is going to bring up their past, you know? And but, you
yes,
know,
yes.
when God sets you free, you are free indeed. And your test can just become your testimony. So you don't have to hide because God will cleanse you and give you, he'll give you freedom from that. You'll tell your own story. You won't even have to wait on nobody to tell it. You'll tell your own story because you're so glad of what he's done and how far he's fought you. So just take a moment in any your way that you want to and just offer prayer right now to somebody that is hiding behind obstacles.
Thank you, Lord. Okay, I'll pray. Father, I come before you this night, Father, and I thank you for the privilege, Lord God, to be able to pray for those, Father God, who are, Father God, being deceived, being, Father God, hindered from serving you, Father God, wholeheartedly. Father, I pray and I ask that by the power of your Holy Spirit, the power of the blood of Jesus, begin to tear down those hindrances and those walls and those guilt, feelings of guilt, Father. I pray in the name of Jesus, Father. And I pray for every brother, every sister, every parent, and Father, every young man, every young woman, Lord God. I pray, Father God, that you just bring a spirit of deliverance, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for it, Father God. Deliver these people, Father God, because I know that in their hearts we truly want to serve you, Father God. But there's always something, Father God, getting in the way. So I just pray right now, Father, that you just tear down those obstacles that are in front of us, Father. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise. I give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, brother. I thank you, brother.
Right.
So good.
Well, thank you.
And,
thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, anytime. And Dana, are you still on?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, sister. I'm just going to now, because we still have about 10 minutes left, so I just want to ask you to just do a little prayer for any mothers or women out there. I want to call out Josie's name in particular, going through things and trying to be strong and hold up your family, and how many single mothers out there that may have a man in the home, but, you know, that's not doing right, but she may have to be the leader right now. And it's women all around the world. It's women who's incarcerated, too, right now, men and women, who are trying to get themselves together and move behind those the things that they've been through. Can you just say a prayer for just mothers out there that are trying to lead their family and praying for their husbands to come in and find the safety of the Lord and his word and his spirit? Just say a prayer for them right now for me.
Thank you, Jesus. Honey, Father, we just come before your throne, my Honey, Father. And thanks, God, and praise, Lord Jesus, because who you are, Lord God, and what you have done for us. Oh, Lord Jesus, I just, right now I ask you for a spirit, Lord God, of peace upon all my sisters and all the women out there, Lord God, that they would call unto you, Abba Father, my Honey, Father, that they would trust in you, Lord God. And even now I lift up these my daughter Leslie, who's a single parent right now, Josie, who's also a single parent, not by choice, my Heavenly Father, but because they were victims of the men and just the men doing whatever they thought was right at the time. But I just pray for conviction upon these men, Lord God, that you would just deal with them, my Heavenly Father. And we pray, Lord God, that these men would step up, Lord God, and be the men that you have called them to be, my Heavenly Father. And again, I just lift up all my sisters, my Heavenly Father. I plead the blood of Jesus, the blood covering upon them and their children, my Heavenly Father, because they have children too that need direction and guidance and protection. And we pray, Lord God, that these women require unto you, Lord God, in the time that they're going through right now, Lord God. I just pray, Lord God, that you would just touch them and deal with them, Lord God. Help them to surrender everything unto you, Lord God, and that they would just trust in you, Lord God, for the finances, for the marriages, for the children, for everything, Lord God, their health, Lord God, for the renewing of their minds, Heavenly Father. Let them trust in you, my Heavenly Father. And I just thank you again for giving me the opportunity to just cry unto you and trust in you as well, Lord God, because I'm too, Lord God, a woman that is your daughter, Lord God, and we just want to draw closer to you, that you may draw closer to us, my Heavenly Father. And we thank you for tonight, my Heavenly Father, that you would be with all these women, all your daughters, Lord God, the single-head apostle right now. We just plead the blood, and we pray, Lord God, that you would just give them wisdom and direction. And we thank you for all of them, and we praise you, we glorify your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. I just want to take out time just to thank you, Lord Jesus, for my mother. And I ask you to bless her and bless anything, dear Father, that is she may be in need of, dear Father. And I ask you again to bless that our guests tonight, dear Father, and our families around the world. We thank you, Lord Jesus. And we never want to end a broadcast just without reaching out to anyone. And just, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I understand that you may have grown up in a household that your mother and your father may have a relationship, but I'm talking about you personally, you personally. See, I can't stand before God and answer for and tell him, God, you know, my kids may didn't know. I didn't introduce my kids, but, you know, my kids have to stand before God for everything that they're doing and saying themselves. So you personally, wherever you may be right now, you may find yourself in a circumstance right now that's not favorable to God. But I just ask you to stop right now. See, the good thing about accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you don't even have to say anything. You can accept him in your heart right now. You see, I may be somewhere right now that I can't speak those words. Just open up your heart. If you believe in your heart, I want you to be able to confess the Lord Jesus as your Christ, but let's accept him first. Let's invite him in, okay? If you don't know the Lord Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, just repeat after me. Dear Father, I am a sinner, but I believe that you are the Lord of all lords. I believe, God, that you are the creator of all things and all persons. I believe that you loved me enough that you gave your only begotten Son. And Jesus, I want to thank you for dying on the cross for me. I want to thank you for your resurrection for my sins. I accept all that your shed blood bought for me on that cross. And I believe that you are the only way back to my Father. Dear Father, now I confess with my mouth. I believe in my heart, and I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Come live inside of me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Congratulations. If you just pray that prayer, you are a new creature in Christ. You said, Minister, how can that be? I would love to talk to you about this. According to 2 Corinthians 5:17, old things have passed away. Behold, it's a new thing that's going to go on in your life. So don't let someone try to remind you of where you've been. Remind them of where God is taking you.
You can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. You can also leave a message here on the Blog Talk Radio show for me. I always try to get back with you. I'm good at answering my emails. A lot of you leave your telephone numbers in the emails, and we talk personally, one-on-one. That's an awesome opportunity. I enjoy praying with you and praying for you. You know, if you're in need of any biblical literature, I send out Bibles to anyone. There's no charge. I just need your information, and I send them out to you. I send out tracts, anything that I can do to help you on your spiritual walk. That's what God has called this ministry to do. And then if you're in need of a church home, I don't care what city or state that you're located in, let's pray together that God will give you where you need to be, your group. See, where your mother worship may be where you need to be, but it may not be. What's designed for you, God has a brook for you to drink out of. I pray for all teachers and leaders and ministers that you have a covering over your ministry. Someone there who has been where you're trying to go. Someone there that God has designed just for you, your covering. So we can pray together. I have a lot of different contacts of a lot of different places of where churches that's in your area. So you say, well, I'm new to the area of my city. I haven't found a church yet. Let's not let that become a stumbling block, because if we don't watch out, the enemy will let those days turn into weeks and weeks into months, and before you know it, it'll be years, and you still haven't found your brook, your place that you need to be worshiping at. So feel free to send those emails to me. Call, leave a message here at the Blog Talk. And I'll definitely get back with you. If anyone is in need or want to reach out to the Munozes, please just contact me at that same email address. I will be able to get any literature to them or any prayer request that you would have from Henry or Dana. And again, that is at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
Again, I just want to thank you all. I have 3 minutes left, and I'm going to let Henry go ahead and just say any final words that you have to say for the listeners, sir.
Okay. To all my brothers and sisters all over the world and here in San Antonio, I encourage you to call Ms. Vaughn. Get a hold of the tracks. Get a hold of if you confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we rejoice with you and get some material, get some tracks, get some material. You can read, pray, and find yourself a Bible believing church and
Amen.
Our prayers are with you. Our prayers are with you, and we love you, and God loves you, and we give you Thanksgiving for accepting Christ, for taking the courage to follow him, because it really does take courage. And I just thank you for allowing us to be part of your show, Ms. Vaughn, or your radio station here. And I just praise God for you. And I'm praying for you, and I'm going to put you on top of my prayer list. Because we all need prayer, and I thank God for you. So be encouraged, San Antonio, and follow Jesus.
Amen. Well, until the next broadcast, this is the end of our show. Again, this is Minister Vaughn Dillon. We're broadcasting live here from sunny San Antonio, Texas. God bless you. Now, I really truly can say that I may never see you, but I love each and every one of you. But you know what's more important? God loves you. Don't forget, Jesus, wherever you at, his love covers your sins. Just come and ask for forgiveness and of your sins. So until we meet again, we'll do it again tomorrow. God bless you. Good night.
Good night.